It's the Morning News Express at WFMD. Gremlins this morning. It's the Morning News Express, 8:14. We have got Carol Hine in the studio. She is with the Boys and Girls Club and the Tour de Frederick, which is taking place in August, and we want to welcome her. How are you?
Bob, I'm great.
Oh, hang on a second. There's something else. Man, everything's not working today. I'm going to fire somebody. I'm not going to fire me because it's never my fault. It's always somebody else's fault.
It's a real Monday morning.
It is. How are you? You're looking great.
Hey, it's always great to come and see you. I'm awesome.
The Tour de Frederick shaping up?
It is. We're 3 weeks away.
Wow.
The routes are being finalized. We're working around some road construction.
Yeah, we were talking off the air. One of the routes is a part of Old Frederick Road, kind of further towards 15 and the Utica Park and area, that little bridge area. They're shutting it down.
Correct.
And that was part of the route. You had to do some quick fixes on that one.
That bridge closure affected three of our rides. So
yeah.
We've made a huge change, but luckily, we were able to reroute our riders, and the routes are still beautiful.
Yeah. Now, obviously, I rode this last year, and it was 145,000 degrees, and I know people made it, but I couldn't make it. It just my body completely shut down. I looked at it. It seems like it's a little, I don't want to say easier ride, but rolling hills as opposed to some maybe more mountains.
We really do our best, Bob, to keep the elevation at a minimum because, like you said, I mean, August can be warm, mm-hmm. and we did have record heat last year. We're praying to the weather gods that we have
a day like today.
Oh, it would be perfect.
Yes.
So we really do try to take all of those things into account. Safety, elevation, and with any luck, we have a great starting point this year at the Walkersville Fire Hall. It has an air-conditioned venue.
Yes.
For our finish line party at the end.
So why the change of that? Just because it helps with the routes a little bit better?
Yes, it helps a lot with the routes. We don't have to cross Route 15.
Yeah, and then the other thing is the parking there at the fire, the car
great.
Grounds. And
that's an awesome venue to start and end our rides from.
So tell me a little bit about, obviously, we'll get into the Boys and Girls Club, the Tour de Frederick, but let's talk about the Boys and Girls Club, why you guys are doing this.
So this has been their largest fundraiser. This is the eighth year that this event is taking place, and children from the Boys and Girls Club practice bike riding all summer, and I know that the radio station is doing a program with them tomorrow. They're going to be out with them while they're riding and celebrate with pizza or ice cream. You know, these kids work hard, and I saw them out on the roads last week climbing up Lynx Bridge Road, and they work hard so that they are ready to ride the 32-mile club ride route.
That, to me, and we'll get to the Lynx Bridge Road because it's right across the street from where I live. Is that like the highest part of elevation that I saw? I was looking at least the 32-mile track. Now, the 100 miles, I don't even look at that one. And the 60-mile, I'm like, yeah, you guys go ahead.
That could be the highest point on the route.
So that's and that's not too shabby. I mean,
it's
not bad.
Climb.
It's a good climb, but it's not really, really straight. It's not like that the hill that went into the Catoctin Mountains last year. So.
Well, you know, as you've probably realized this too, Bob, you start riding, at the beginning of the summer, and what's difficult, those hills are hard in the beginning, but mm-hmm. you really see progress as you train.
Yeah.
And it becomes much easier. And that's what really makes it all worthwhile.
Yeah. So the Boys and Girls Club, how much money are we hoping to raise so far?
So last year we raised well over $100,000.
Nice.
And we have riders that come in. Last year we had 12 states represented. And McShea Properties, which is one of our route sponsors for the Metric, they have family members that are coming in from Chicago and Brooklyn and New Jersey to ride on their team. So it's really this great weekend where we celebrate cycling in Frederick, the Boys and Girls Club, Rotary Club of Carroll Creek, because they also help us put this event on and share in some of the proceeds. And then, you've got the Color on the Creek dance party downtown Saturday night. We've got the History Ride on Friday that leaves from the Visitor Center. It's really an action-packed weekend, and it's great to see so many people come in from out of state and really enjoy Frederick.
Yeah, now I know that there are lots of great events, and people, can they still sign up and
Absolutely.
Still ride?
Okay. They can sign up until August 9th online,
okay.
And then after that you'll be a walk-in, And, you know, by August 9th, people will know what the weather is going to be. Sometimes people like to wait and, you know, see what the temperatures will be. But it's really just, it's a great weekend. You need to sign up by July 31st if you want an event t-shirt.
Right.
So we encourage people to get online and sign up now. And, we're excited to have everybody back.
And it's too late. I think I had a friend of mine who signed up just this past week, and he said that he knew that he's going to try to raise the money, but he wouldn't get the bike shirts that I think are absolutely gorgeous this
How
year.
How cool are they? With the Maryland flag?
I like the Maryland flag with the cluster spires. Yes, I really think that they're really nice, and you have them in a Husky, so I'm glad.
If you meet your $200 fundraising minimum, between now and the Tour de Frederick, we order your jersey after the tour. So you still get it.
I use mine all. I use the ones from the past years all the time because they're great to have, and they're breathable, and they're wonderful shirts.
And you need
shirts.
Those pockets in the back.
For what?
Well, for your gel or your cell phone. And
I have bags all over my bike just to keep, because I have like water bottles and frozen towels. And
you know, some people have realized that even wearing your bike jersey is good at home because you've got all those extra pockets.
Well, you have them.
You're doing chores in the yard.
Well, the other thing is that if you're on the road, then people can see you a little better.
Yes, because, and we make sure they're bright colors. Yeah. They're very visible. And it's nice. My daughter was working at a bike shop in Oklahoma City, and a guy walked in with a jersey from Maryland, and she said, "Oh, that's where I'm from." And he said, "Oh, well, I live in D.C., but I've ridden in the Tour de Frederick."
Oh, cool.
And they made that connection in Oklahoma.
Oh,
so
that's real cool.
It's a great talking point, I think, as we travel and go to different places.
And I think one of the other things is we can't forget the reason why everybody's riding. That's the Boys and Girls Club of Frederick County, who are trying to get more programs initiated, after school programs, and it takes money. It takes
they do such
facility
a great
rentals
job.
And stuff like that.
Yes, with the summer camps that they run and the after school program, it's a really vital resource to youth in the community. And also Rotary Club of Carroll Creek, their funds go back to youth in the community as well.
All right. So again, the history ride, which is about 11 miles through the streets of Frederick, something like that.
Yes, if that's on Sunday.
That yeah, and then. And are we still doing the covered bridge thing?
No.
No?
We're not. So we go through the covered bridges on Saturday.
Okay. Really?
Yes, even the club ride.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, you're coming through the Utica covered bridge.
Okay. And then it also goes to Loy Station.
And Loy Station.
Yeah, that's kind of like the turnaround rest area.
Yes,
correct. Is it on the other side or is it on this side?
It's right on the front side. But you could ride through the bridge and then come back.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. That's too much.
You might be swimming in the stream.
I'm sure there'll be people who do that.
And we've got local businesses that run our rest stops. They're incredible partners. We've got, you know, you've got 6 rest stops on the Century. You've got 2 on the club ride. We make sure that our riders are really well taken care of. You've got misting tents at the end, and we really pride ourselves on the hospitality piece.
Oh, absolutely. And just FYI, there's people out there who will pick you up if you falter.
Yes, absolutely.
I know. I get made fun of. The guy who picked me up last year keeps telling me about, you know, he keeps mentioning that, and he said, "I'm doing the 100 miles." He goes, "So I won't be able to pick you up this year." I said, "Yeah, nobody's going to have to pick me up this year. I'm going to be
right,
good."
That's right, Bob. You're completely independent.
We're going to make it this year.
You can do anything.
That's right. Either that or I'm close enough to home. I'll be like those people who cheated the Boston Marathon.
I'm going to see you coming across the finish line. I have no doubt.
TourToFrederick.com is the website. And if you'd like to be part of our team, this is my own little plug here, the Cycle Babbles. We're starting to make our way up the list of teams. I see your husband is the top fundraiser for overall individuals. So
he's doing a great job, and he's really active with sending out his emails. And, you know, he believes in where the money goes. So he feels really confident in asking people to support him.
We only ask for a couple of times for people to give us money, and it's usually for kids and the Tour de Frederick and the kids there, and also for Christmas Cash for Kids. So if you'd like to be part of our team, the Cycle Babbles, just go online, tourtofrederick.com, and click the link. Carol.
Bob, I can't thank you enough for all you guys do. You're an awesome team. You're a great rider, and you've been a tremendous supporter of Tour de Frederick.
Well,
and we're really grateful for that.
Can't wait for it. Love it. Love this event. All right. It's